as we bring you coverage on the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith. As we talk about the very latest from Case IH and talking precision agriculture with Trevor Meekham. He's the Director of Precision Solutions and Telematics. And Trevor, what are some new things that Case is doing with precision agriculture?
Well, Leslie, today what we're really focusing and emphasizing on here is the AFS Connect. Understanding telematics and what that is today is the ability to wirelessly transfer data, information back and forth, look at machine health, diagnostics, etc., for any platform, whether it be a combine, a tractor, a sprayer, etc. And that's really where we're going down and heading down that road. Today, it's very known, big buzzword, that telematics piece as a part of that out there, but more so in terms of the data portion of that. What am I seeing within that data? How do I utilize that data? And most importantly, who's owning that data at the end of the day? We're talking a little bit about that from a data and security perspective and what our position is and what we're seeing and hearing from our customers, from the industry as well. And a lot of that really comes down to making sure that it is the customer who owns their data that they are sharing with their agronomist, with their machine servicing manager at their local dealership, but doing it in a very collaborative environment so they can have the stakeholders who are helping keep them rolling during the seasons as a part of it, but always maintaining control of that information, whether it's being sent or received.
Who all can be kind of on your sharing tree, if you will?
So that's really determined. It's not unlimited, and it's really determined upon the customer. So at the end of the day, if a farmer adopts this kind of technology, it's a simple installation of the modem. That's the hardware piece that goes right into the cab as a part of it. So just as they would sign up, let's say, on doing online banking or anything like that, they have the same user preferences that they would do similarly in their everyday life, right? What we wanted to bring in this environment is to be able to bring a portal that they can see all this information today, but they have their username and access, and then they have the rights to say, I want this person to be able to see this specific set of information simply by checking the boxes of what they want them to be able to see and putting their email in. Now they are a shared individual who can see and monitor that information. So when it's in a very high peak season and there are serviceable items, but perhaps he's 2 or 3 hours away from his dealership, has that capability to immediately see that, call the operator and say, hey, I see that they're is a plug filter. We need to get a new filter out there. So time is of the essence. This is helping create better productivity and efficiency, reducing costs and downtime for them. From an agronomic perspective, same philosophy. There's certain maps in terms of inputs and fertilization that they actually want to put in there. They are able to click those same kind of preferences that related to the agronomic side of it, so they can work with their agronomist, their co-op, and say, I want to share only this piece of information with you. That, again, is up to the customer. They are the super admin user. They are the ones who are creating the farming operation. They are the ones who are in control of the data.
What's so far been the adoption from farmers at this point for this data?
It is probably talking about data and telemetry is probably the one most talked about thing and adopted out there today. As if you look at the spectrum and the scale of precision farming, you know, you started 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it was all about how accurate can I be going in a straight line, right? And now that's just a nomenclature amongst our business now. It is basically something that's just expected, right? Not concerned. So now it's all moved as we've seen this consumer technology migrate into the ag industry, social media, Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, all of these things that are coming with these applications and apps, if you will. Those are the concentrated focuses, and that's all about data, right? That's what we're seeing as a part of this, and this is something that is very in tune with our customer base, with the industry itself, to say, hey, I want to be able to collaborate this effectively, send and receive information, but there's only certain people and segments that I want to send to because it's mine, right, at the end of the day, because this is their livelihood. So it's a very empowering way for them to be able to move and transfer this information, but at the same time still have safeguards in play that keep them in control.
Well, today we've been joined by Trevor Meekham. He's the Director of Precision Solutions for Case IH as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Leslie Smith.